And like Lucas mentioned, I travel for a living. I work on cruise ships. I'm on a ship like every other week. And the number one question I get on the ship is where's the food at? Like, I know. No, but they ask me all the time. They're like, what's this like? If you're out here on a cruise ship every other week and you got kids, how does this work? And the way it works is I work on the ship a week and then I'm home a week. I'm off a week and then I'm on a week. Now, the week that I'm home, I'm on full-on dad duty. I do everything when I'm home. I cook, I clean. When my kids are in diapers, I change the diapers. I was a new age dad. I sucked at diaper changing. My wife, amazing. She'd go in there with one of them little wet squares and suck up 100 pounds of shit. Unbelievable, like she's frosting a cake, just and the shit is gone, right? Not dad. I get in there and they see dad, they want to wrestle. They want to be silly, right? And I grab their little feet and I go in there for the wipe, and these kids immediately go into this fucking crocodile death roll, right? Just spinning and spinning. And they're limber at that age. You can hold them feet as tight as you want to. Them some bitches are just flipping and flipping and flipping. And if you lose your grip, you got a shit tornado on your hands. New dads, especially new dads, you ever change a diaper and get some mystery shit on you that you don't see right away? You know what I'm talking about? Like you change that diaper, you think everything is good. You're in your living room about a half hour later going, damn, it smells like shit in here. Did we get a puppy? What's going on? And then you look down and there is literally a hunk of baby shit stuck in your watch. Your friends are like, is that the new iWatch? No, it's a piece of shit, man. It's a shit watch.